Hello and welcome to another episode of Dream a Little. I'm your host, Lo. I'm an ABDL switch, and you might know me from social media as Daddy I Want This. Today, we're going to be talking about something I actually sent out a survey on my Patreon as well as Twitter, and I just kind of asked, what's the biggest challenge you're facing as an ABDL coming out? And I was kind of surprised because I was thinking, you know, it would be how to have the conversation or, you know, other parts. But actually, what ended up happening is the most popular answer was, how do I get past my fear of judgment, or how do I get past my fear of rejection? So today we're going to be talking all about how to get past your fears and live the life that you want to live and not have to live in secret anymore. And I'm going to start by talking about systems. And I just want to ask, do you have any systems in your life? And just as an example, I have a lot of systems in my life. I have a system in place for when I go grocery shopping. So rather than just starting from scratch every week or going to the grocery store without a list and having to guess what I need, I have a spreadsheet that I keep on my Google Drive so that I can access it or edit it from anywhere, including my phone or computer or at home. So if you want a copy, by the way, if you want a copy of my grocery list, I'm going to link to that at the end of this podcast, and you will be redirected to my new website. So I hope you guys like it. I've been working so hard on it. And there will also be a summary of this episode along with another free gift that I'm saving for the very end. So stay tuned. A new system I have in place is for creating podcasts. I have a step-by-step process that I follow. First, I go through a list of questions, all the questions that I receive from you guys, and then I brainstorm, and then I choose a topic and do another brainstorm, pick 5 points, draft the podcast, edit, and then I have another system for recording podcasts. So systems are great. They take the anxiety away from getting whatever task it is you need to get done. And it ensures that you don't forget to do anything, and it just makes everything run smoother. And I'm obsessed with systems. I have a system for a ton of stuff in my life. People might make fun of it and think it's a little too much, but I don't care. They're thanking me later when they have to borrow something that they forgot to pack because I had a list and I had a system in place for packing for vacation. So opening up about your kinks is no different. I think you need a system. And I am creating a system for coming out as an ABDL. So far, after tons of research I've done, I've figured out there are 6 different stages in the process of coming out. So if this is something that's of interest to you, you'll want to stay tuned and listen, because this whole month I have my 6-step process that I'm going to share with you that will outline everything you need to know and make everything actionable, make it easier, take the anxiety and the guesswork out of telling your partner. So stay tuned, because at the very end, I'm going to give you a special gift. But first, I just need you to get past this fear of rejection, because it doesn't matter if I give you the 6 steps if you're still afraid to open up. So first things first, if you think about it, the fear of possibly being rejected, because that's what it is, it's kind of silly because it makes you feel stressed about something that might potentially happen, but could potentially not ever happen as well. I think back to the time, you know, when I was with my ex-boyfriend and I wasted about 3 years constantly worried and anxious about whether or not he would accept this part of me. And I can't tell you how many hours of stress it caused me. And I wasn't able to be fully present with him and even enjoy life because I was obsessed with just wondering, what if? What was I stressed about? Ironically, none of the horrible things I imagined him saying ever happened. Just as some of the things that you might be imagining might happen with your partner probably will not happen, or if they do happen, the chances are small. When it comes to opening up about your kinks, I think it's better to get rejected sooner rather than later, because over time, if you keep this secret too long, your partner might feel betrayed or left out. I know this was the case when I first opened up. me and my ex were together for almost 3 years when I finally told him. And this even happened to me recently, guys. I learned about TK, my boyfriend's secret fetish that he has never mentioned. And we've been together for almost 3 years. Actually, 3 years today. Today is our anniversary. So, of course, when my boyfriend told me about this new kink, I didn't feel betrayed because I understand firsthand how hard kinks can be to talk about. But I did still feel a little left out and I kind of felt a little worried. Like in the back of my head, I did think to myself, what else are you keeping from me? But rather than saying that, I opened up the conversation and I just told him how happy it made me that he can confide in me. And I hope in the future he'll be more comfortable telling me stuff. So I've experienced both the shame of keeping this a secret, the pain of being rejected, and the pain of also being left out. And I'm here to tell you that rejection is not that bad. Trust me, being honest is the best option always, in my opinion. So there is a system for getting past your fear of rejection, but it's going to require you to get uncomfortable and it's going to require practice getting rejected. So I know that's probably not what you want to hear, but that's how you're going to get past it. And I've had, as I'm thinking back, as I'm reflecting and writing this podcast, I'm thinking back on my life and I realize that I've had plenty of rejection in my life and maybe that's why I don't fear it as much anymore. Of course, I fear rejection, but it's less now. I mean, just to give you an example, in high school, I tried out for the swim team and I can't even swim. Like, I'm not going to drown, but I can doggy paddle and that's the only move I know. So needless to say, I didn't make the team, but I also didn't die. And rejection is not the end of the world if you think about it. It just means if it's painful for you, you need to get rejected some more. And, you know, on a more serious note, when I was 12, my dad rejected me in a way. He stopped seeing my brother and I. And I think it's so funny when people are surprised to learn this about me, as if they expect because of that happening, I should be a broken person. But what's interesting is I can tell you right now, some of the most incredible people I know have lived through the worst rejections and the worst struggles. And that's why it's so inspirational to see them do well in life. And it's so inspiring and motivating. I was watching this amazing TED Talk. I don't know if you guys watch TED Talks, but I love them so much. And I was watching it with my boyfriend the other day, and the speaker was just incredible. Every single point he made really hit home with me. And I couldn't help but think back to you listening. And I just couldn't shake this feeling that I thought it would be really helpful for you, helping you get past your fear of rejection or even judgment. So this was a TED Talk about rejection. The speaker was obviously very afraid of rejection, but one day he heard of this challenge called the Rejection Challenge. And he was so inspired by it and so driven to get past his fear that he decided to make a YouTube channel to film what he called 100 Days of Rejection. So as you can guess, the goal of his YouTube channel was to get rejected once a day. And so he went on little missions, little tasks, and they could range from something like go out and ask a stranger to give you $100, which of course, like, who's going to do that? You're going to get rejected. And they also had another challenge of, you know, go to McDonald's and ask for a burger refill at whatever fast food restaurant you're at. And so it was pretty funny, entertaining, but what he learned was so amazing. The first time he got rejected for asking to have $100 from a stranger, he said that he felt panicked and he felt scared, so he ran away. And he learned that over the next 100 days of rejection, he learned that the magical takeaway of this entire show and this podcast is this. If you get rejected and you don't run away, if you stay and negotiate or try to explain yourself or relate to whoever you're talking to, sometimes you can be really surprised at people's reactions, and they might be different from their initial reaction. So for example, He went to Starbucks and he asked the manager if he could stand at the front of the store and welcome people who walked in. And of course, the manager's face showed that he was clearly confused about the request. And the guy kind of looked at him and he's like, no, you can't do that. Why? And the 100 days of rejection guy looked at him and he said, oh, why is that weird? And by simply stating a concern that the manager might have had at that time, suddenly you notice the manager's face just go at ease and he realized, oh, this guy's not weird. He realizes what he's asking is weird, but he's not weird himself. And I just thought that was so powerful. And that's very similar to what happened the first time I faced rejection by my ex. This is completely opposite. When my ex started asking me questions, I did the opposite of what 100 Days of Rejection guy did. I mentally ran away. I shut down and I tried to change the subject. I didn't try to negotiate. I didn't try to convince him. I didn't try to explain myself. I just ran away. And that's what made it so bad. But what I learned with my current boyfriend, you know, of course he was turned off by the idea at first, but this time I didn't run away. I stayed. I explained myself. I mentioned concerns that he might have. And I mentioned that I didn't know why I liked it, but it was something that made me happy. And we all know how that ended. We've been together for 3 years and we love age play. Anyway, this video is incredible and I'll also have it in the episode summary at the end of this episode and I'll give you access to it later. So stay tuned. And guys, that is still not even the free gift I'm going to give you. Oh, that's coming up too though. So stay tuned and I think you'll find it really helpful. So what does this mean for you? So much good stuff. If you do get rejected, don't run away. Stay. Talk it out. If you feel paralyzed by your fear, practice getting rejected. Try asking a stranger for $100 and expect them to turn you down. Try asking for a burger refill the next time you're at McDonald's. I know it sounds silly, but that is the best way to get past your fear. If you're afraid of being rejected, consider whether or not you would be okay with your partner simply knowing about this kink, even if they didn't want to participate. That's how you know whether the risk is worth the reward. So although my ex didn't want to try any age play stuff, it was so much of a relief to know that he knew about it and he was still wanted to be with me. And he didn't end our relationship. In fact, I ended our relationship after about a year after that. We just weren't good for each other, but it wasn't because of this kink. The kink thing actually gave me clarity on the situation, and it gave me the courage to leave in the hope that I could find someone else who was open-minded. So, same thing happened with my current boyfriend. Opening up to him about my kink was such a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. Even though initially he didn't want to try any of it, I didn't care. I just wanted him to know. And the fact that he still accepted me exactly as I was, even if he didn't want to do anything, that was enough. So I just want you to consider that when you think about the fear of rejection. And don't put so much pressure on them actually wanting or loving it. Your partner doesn't have to love it. They just have to know about it. So my final tip for today, preparing for the worst case scenario of being rejected, is as simple as considering all the ways you could be rejected and planning out how you'll respond. Sometimes when you take a scary situation and you break it down and you think about what would I do, makes it a lot less scary. So everyone's going to respond to your kinks differently. But after interviewing hundreds of ABDLs and taking my own personal experience into account, I have found that there are probably about 6 ways you can be rejected. I've hand curated a list of specific reactions you can have prepared just in case your partner reacts in any of those ways. And as you can guess, it's time to announce the domain. Okay, so you can find the download, the rejection video, along with my grocery list at www.thelittlelounge.com/61download. I hope you guys found this episode helpful. If you did, go out, get rejected. I want to hear about it. Tweet me. Send me an email. I just want to know about your experience and how it went. And I hope it helps you.